Hi, this is your host Lynn Suzak, and I am here today with I'm so excited. I've got somebody on the phone with me. His name is Timothy Berry, and he is from the Global Awakening Ministry. I was led to their ministry through the DVD I spoke about a couple weeks ago, the DVD Finger of God, and we did talk about that. You can find that on our archive programs at hisability.com. That DVD and movie led us to so many ministries. Oh, we're just exploding with information now on healing, and God has just got us on a war path for healing. We're getting very close. We're looking for our healings, complete manifestation, and I've got Timothy with me today. I'm going to let him talk. Timothy, how are you today?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Good. We're moving forward here, and I just want to ask you first to introduce, first of all, your ministry you're with is called Global Awakening, and Randy Clark is the main person there, and can you tell us who he is?
Yes, well, Randy is he's well known for the Toronto outpouring that began in 1994. He was a vineyard pastor at that time and had only been away from his family for the most 6 days. And he was invited to come up to John and Carol Arnott's church in Toronto, Canada. And when he went up there, revival broke out. And so he's well known as being one of the catalysts for that revival. And since then, since that has broken out, he has averaged half the year gone, itinerating throughout the world, mm-hmm. actually. And so he's well known for that, and he's a key leader in the renewal stream of the body of Christ nowadays. And so on the Finger of God movie, some of the main people that are on that movie is like Bill Johnson and Heidi Baker and mm-hmm. John and Carol Arnott and Georgian Banoff. And Randy is one of is in key relationships with those people and the move of God that's happening throughout the world today. Mm-hmm. And so Global Awakening is based out of Mechanicsburg, Pennsylvania. And so it's just so exciting to be a part of a ministry that's just going after God's own heart, seeing so much amazing things happen. And so so that's who Randy is, and kind of what Global Awakening does is we do a lot of different conferences. Specifically, Randy's calling is to train and equip people in the body of Christ to do the works of God.
Amen.
And so through that is we have a lot of training schools, week-long conferences. We have several different healing schools, actually, to teach on the specific aspects of the healing ministry. And so our first healing school is called Revival Phenomenon Healing. And so it talks about what God has done in the past in different revivals, not only in the U.S., but in the world, and then actually trains people on how to pray for the sick, different types of how you could pray for healing, different ways, different gifts of the Holy Spirit that reveal to you different types of sickness in people's body. And so that's an intensive training, about 24 sessions in 4 days. So it's 6 sessions, about an hour long each day. So it's a lot of intensive training, hands-on. And then in the healing school too, which is called Deliverance and Disbelief, it goes more into the aspect of how people sometimes need deliverance to experience their healing in their body. And also talks about how, specifically in the Western mindset, a lot of people are against healing. They don't believe that mm-hmm. God still heals today.
Right.
And why that is, the type of teachings like cessationism and dispensationalist, a type of teaching has kind of come into the culture through the seminaries and through other things. And so it's kind of like dissecting that to where the root system is of why people believe what they believe.
Mm.
And then in the third healing school, which is we just did one for the very first time this past September, is called Spiritual and Medical Perspectives. And so we bring in some of the leading researchers in psychology and psychosomatics to understand what happens in the brain and where there can be some root issues for different disorders
mm-hmm.
and why and how to bring healing to those people. As some ministries, they see schizophrenia healed all the time and bipolar and some of the worst conditions that secular psychologists say there's no cure for, we're seeing breakthrough, and God's healing them.
Right.
And so so these are some of the things that, you know, Global does. One of the things that also I really enjoy is we take teams into other countries like Brazil and India and Mozambique, where Heidi is, and in order for people to experience healing, the best way is just to put them in an atmosphere where God is actually doing it. And so sometimes it's kind of hard, especially in the U.S., it's not really talked about a lot, but in Mozambique and Brazil and these other countries, it's a constant thing that people experience.
Wow.
And so we allow them to be the ministry team, and they pray for the sick, and they always see them healed. Every single person that goes on a trip sees the sick healed, sees miracles. For me, that's one of the joy of my heart is to see people actually experience it through their own hands, people healed.
Amen. I noticed that she brings children into the situation. She's anxious to train people, you know, get in on this, let God use you through your hands and watch people get healed. And it's just so exciting. Let's just back up a little bit and tell me who you are and how you got involved in the ministry.
Well, about 3 years ago, I was raised Southern Baptist. I was a preacher's kid. And so I was taught that, you know, the miracles don't happen anymore based upon a dispensationalist thinking that, you know, we're in an age where we don't need those type of charismatic phenomena because we have the Word of God in a canonized form.
Mm-hmm.
And so I started to get really hungry for God when I was in college, and I went to a conference, and that's where, you know, Randy Clark was and Heidi and Roland Baker and some other people. And he talked about seeing people heal, and I was so interested in that. So I went on a trip, a ministry trip with Global called the Youth Power Invasion. And that is a trip that happens every July where Global takes about 300 youth to Brazil, team ups with about 250, 300 youth of Brazil, and they train and equip them for about a week, and then they become the ministry team at the night services where Randy preaches and Bill Johnson, another guy, Jason Westerfield, who's on that movie, The Finger of God, have been down there. And so I actually saw my first healings and miracles on that trip, and I was so changed and transformed because I was like, this is the gospel. This is the gospel that I've read
Amen.
About. This is what I've been wanting my entire life. And I got to preach. They released some of the youth to preach and to teach in the churches. And so the first time I ever preached in my entire life was on that trip, and I saw over half the people healed
Amen.
In the service. And so for me, that totally transformed my paradigm of who God is and what he actually does.
Mm-hmm.
And so I came to what's called the Global School of Supernatural Ministry the following fall in 2006.
Mm-hmm.
And so this is just like Bill Johnson School, Bethel School of Supernatural Ministry.
Okay.
So I was a part of the first year it started here at Global. And so I've been, I'm actually now in my third year with that school, or now it's called an internship. And so I actually am one of three interns with Randy at the moment, and we travel with him. You know, we carry his bags and we serve him. And at the same time, he releases us to do ministry as well. And so I do some things in the offices to help with the ministry, but my main role right now is just serving Randy throughout the year of 2009 and traveling with him and getting to experience what ministry is really like.
Right. Well, that's amazing. That sounds like just what we're looking for here. And since people can't all go to Pennsylvania, can you tell us how to access these training sessions online?
Absolutely. Well, we actually do most of our conferences by webcast.
Okay.
And so you can actually go online and be a part of the conference through access on the internet. But you can go to our website. It's www.globalawakening.com.
Mm-hmm.
Or you can call our offices at 1-866-AWAKENING, and they can give you more information on those aspects. But if you go to the website, there's several different areas where if you're interested in one of the healing schools or international ministry trip, we do the same thing with the prophetic as far as training and equipping people how to operate in the prophetic. So we have schools of the prophetic, and we have a couple major conferences called Voice of the Prophets that happens in April, and also Voice of the Apostles, where all the people that I mentioned, Bill Johnson and Heidi Baker, they are always at those conferences because of their relationship with Randy. There's also so many different resources that we have in our bookstore that you can attain past conferences if you're interested, or books and teachings on healing. It's one of the best bookstores as far as the different type of books and material that you can attain to be able to study on your own, the manuals for the schools, and some of the more basic principles of healing and revival ministry, you're able to have that through our bookstore. So I really encourage people to check that out because it's just a wealth of information.
And you told me before that it's for just basically any age. I know children are really almost easier to teach than the older ones, huh?
Yeah, it can be sometimes because they don't have a preset of beliefs already, and so you're able to, you know, in Scripture, Jesus always says, don't, you know, let the children come, and you must have a faith like a child, is because they don't, if you tell them something, they're going to believe it right away.
Right.
There's that trust there, and so they don't have anything in their life yet to distrust, whereas sometimes when we get older, we distrust people and different teachings and things. So, you know, definitely in our bookstore, we have, like, Heidi's stuff, and we have Bill's, you know, teaching. So, you know, Heidi has different things with children. Children Beyond the Veil is Roland Baker's grandfather talks about a revival that broke out in China in the early 20th century working with children. And so also Bill Johnson has a book, When Heaven Invades Earth. It's a children's book based upon his book on When Heaven Invades Earth.
Mm-hmm.
So if people are interested in that aspect of children, you know, if people have, have teenagers in their home or young adults, that Youth Power Invasion is ages 13 to 29. I've been there the past 3 years, going back for a fourth time this year on the leadership team, and it radically changed my life. Like, I am a totally changed person because of that trip, not just because of the healings and the miracles, but the fire that came in my heart for God, the impartation, the teaching, the equipping. It was just a total transformation of my heart, soul, and body on that trip. So I'd encourage any young person to get on that trip.
Amen. Real quick before we run out of time, can you tell us why healing is something that we can teach and it's not just a random act of God?
Yes, real quick, it's in the atonement. And what that means is that, you know, just in the same measure that Jesus Christ paid for our sins on the cross by his blood, in the same measure, he brought healing to our bodies through his stripes. And that the passage is in Isaiah 53, 4 through 6. And I can't go through it because it'll take too much time. But in the same measure that he brought salvation for our sins, he brought healing to our bodies.
Amen.
And so it's actually a part of God's nature, Jehovah Rapha, the God that heals us. It's one of his covenant names in the Old Testament. And Jesus represented the nature of the Father in his earthly ministry. And so he revealed God who heals by healing everyone who was sick.
Right. And about 30 seconds left or less. So we each, as we become born again, have this power within us. We just don't understand it until somebody reveals it to us. Is that right? About 15
yes.
seconds. So.
Yes.
Okay, well, Timothy, we're just about out of time, but thank you for your help with this information. We are, again, talking about Global Awakening, and we want to access that information. Listen to this information again on our website at hisability.com. And, Timothy, maybe we can do another program with you in a few minutes, and we'll play that again next week. Thanks for
That'd
joining
be great.
Us. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Okay.